W1RPG Mobile.
B2HXS Mobile.
2HX. I guess I botched that one up. Sorry. Good morning, W1RPG Mobile. How are you?
I'm good. Name here is Dave. I'm in Greer. You didn't botch it too bad. You left off the last letter, which is fine. It's KB2 Hotel X-Ray Sierra, HXS. And that's it. I'm heading to a customer's house down in Greer here.
Hey, Dave. I'm on my way to Home Depot to pick up a replacement blade for my mower. The mower is 2 years old, and I see little pieces on one end of the blade missing. So I think it's time for me to change it out.
Ooh, it sure sounds like it. You must have hit a rock in the yard or something, huh?
Yeah, when we first moved in a little over 2 years ago, you know, the landscaping wasn't totally done, so, yeah, I was going slow because I figured I'd find some surprises, which I did hear a few things here and there over time, but it must have happened at the end of last year or something, because I would check the blade, but when I looked at it this morning, there's a nice chunk missing out of one end.
Ah, very good. Good thing you check it. You lose too much of that blade, you'll throw that mower out of balance. Anyway, so where are we originally from with that one call up north?
I got it, I guess, over 20 years ago in Connecticut. I'm originally from New York. I had a two call, and then when I moved to Connecticut, when they opened up the advanced class gate to get a vanity, I got this call for my initials.
Excellent. What part of New York were you in?
Westchester County, just north of the Bronx in Yonkers.
Up on Long Island out there in Suffolk County. So I've been a ham since 1988, so I've been on a few of them machines down there on the island, mainly the Grumman machine. And then there was a machine upstate New York that was owned by a buddy of mine, a 145-25 machine up there in Orange County. And a smattering of machines in the area.
Very good. So you you were across Long Island Sound, because I lived in Stratford, and then we lived in Shelton, Connecticut, for 30 years. And when I was working, sometimes I'd have to hop on the Bridgeport, Port Jefferson ferry, and go across and see some customers on the island. Over.
Yep, I don't think I was on that ferry. I was on the Orient Point ferry a couple of times going up to Rhode Island and stuff. But yeah, I was a Grummanite back in the 80s, back in the early 80s, and they had two machines up there. They had the 14533 and the 146745 in Bethpage. So I talked mainly on those two.
Good small world, yeah. Well, from Stratford and Shelton, I was able to key up some of the Long Island machines. We moved down here, my wife and I moved down here at the end of 2022.
Yeah, we moved up. My wife and I moved up from Florida 5 years. It'll be 5 years this July. And I moved down to Florida New Year's weekend of 2000. So I've been out of Long Island for 25 years and loving every minute of it.
Very good. Well, I think this is the first time we've chatted here. Nice to meet you, David. I live in Piedmont. We bought a house in Piedmont.
Yeah, I'm in Greer, which is probably a good 40 to 45 minutes away from you. I'm close to, I'm the other side of Greenville, closer to Spartanburg. Likewise. It's a pretty good machine, pretty good group of guys on here. I don't want to lie too much. You'll find out. If anybody's listening, I'm sure I'll catch some flack for that one. But they're teaching me how to be a Southerner. And I got to slow down my talk. I have to buy a trailer. You know, I got to learn to say y'all and down the road a piece. So you might catch a little flack.
So good. I am a member of this club here. I go to the meetings most months in person. I'm not too far from where they meet on Grove Road, not too far from there. So it's not that far for me to drive. So I'm pulling into the parking lot at Home Depot, and I'm sure they got this blade, which is for a Toro propelled walk behind. I'm sure it's a common blade. So, David, nice to meet you, and hope we chat again. KB2HS, W1RPG.
Excellent. You got it right that time. Excellent. All right, well, have a good day, sir. W1RPG, KB2HXS. Have a good afternoon.
Receptions to good guys on this repeater.
Oh, here we go.
Just been copying you and Paul. Bernice and I are headed to Spartanburg over here to go to Sam's. How you doing, Dave? In 0TR.
I'm good. I'm having a heck of a time here in the machine. I'm on 14 here, just south of downtown Greer, and it's noisy as all get out today.
I would have thought that'd been real good down there. We're about halfway over to Spartanburg here, down near that sports complex, where it will get a little noisy for about a minute, maybe. We're stopped here at the Ace Hardware corner, I guess you'd say, out on 29 going towards Spartanburg. Beautiful day, Dave. 73 degrees. Can't beat it.
Oh, no. It's great. I'm heading down 14 down to, I got to make a right turn. I'm heading down 14 down to, almost Simpsonville. I got a customer down there I got to take care of.
Boys. Well, we don't have anything exceptional to get today. It's just, I think, some grapefruit, wasn't it, Bernice? And things like that.
Hi, Dave.
Morning, Bernice. Oh, and I forgot to tell you, my wife called and made me an appointment with your eye doctor.
Really?
I'd go see him on the 23rd of April.
You'll never regret it. It's the best thing I've ever done in my life, Dave, honest to God. It just, so nice. I mean, I'm wearing sunglasses now, but they're not prescription. I like these brown colored ones from Costco's, but to each his own on that. I don't like them real dark, not real light. But to be able to see 20/20 in any part of my life was a miracle. And I'll tell you, if you get that done, it's totally, absolutely, 100% painless.
That's what I'm hoping for. I just, hopefully they can help me and straighten my one eye out. It's got astigmatism and it's tough to correct. But anyway, I got to pull in here real quick. You have a good day, my friend, and we'll catch you a little later. N0TRKB2HXS.
Yes, Dave, they can, now they can. Used to didn't be able to do that, but I had astigmatism, and I got to where I couldn't read the big E on the eye chart clearly in later years. So, yes, they can. They're able to correct that with a femto laser. Take care, Dave. KB2HSX and 0TR.
That's exactly my issue. I have a hard time reading the big letters.
TR, Jag, I'm for Hellsy, got mobile.
I wanted to talk to you this morning, Andy. I was talking to a nice guy. How you doing?
You know, not wise.
Yeah, I didn't listen much after I checked in, Andy. Chad was there. I think it was supposed to be Ariel.
I didn't know if you'd noticed or not, but I ain't heard Chad in, I guess, 4 or 5 months. And when I heard him last night, I was just wondering if you'd noticed.
Almost so. We missed him. We were very, very close with Chad, and hopefully it'll get back to be that way. I think he just got overloaded and just took time out because he just done so much for so many that, you know what, you can just get overloaded, and so he just disappeared there for a while. He's supposed to come back and visit with us over at the house, but I haven't seen him. But Bernice was sitting there last night, and she said, oh, it's nice to hear him. He's so sweet. Well, I wouldn't go that far, but, you know, we do love him.
Back in summer, the last time I had heard him anywhere, and that boy of his got hurt real bad. And since then, until last night, I ain't heard anything out of him until last night.
This is your old TR, mobile. Well, Andy, he completely overhauled that try-on repeater and the club and just done miracles with it, and still is, from what I hear from Patrick. And Patrick goes up there one day a month to the meeting. It's a try-on, right, Bernice? I can't tell you the frequency of it, but he just done miracles with it. It was dilapidated, and he completely rebuilt the repeater house, the antennas, the system, and he's done great things with it. It's just unbelievable. I can't quite hit that repeater from my house. If I moved the antenna up on the roof, which I'm not able to do, I probably could. But, in fact, I bought a new antenna just so I could get into that, but didn't work out. I send your old TR.
I've heard that 145.330 is under unusual propagation conditions twice. And that was only temporary, so you might as well say, up where I live, you might as well. And of course, with you, I know you won't know none about 6 Mile Mountain, but on the other side of Pickens County, but that fire a month ago went all across top of that mountain and took everything out up there, and it's going to be quite a while before those repeaters up there, amateur repeaters, ever put back up there. I know they're out of your range, but I know you've heard some of us talking about it probably.
KO4HKX on here. Ask Patrick about that try-on repeater. He can tell you all about it, and I can't. I joined the club just because of Chad, but I let it go because I couldn't get into it. And like you said, we have not heard from Chad in a long time.
On a reliable basis, I can't up where I live. And I just, it was very unusual propagation. I heard it make it quiet. But as far as hearing it reliably, not a peep.
I may try to get that antenna up higher later this year. I'm just so beat up, and I got to have surgery in the near future, and we'll just see how everything works out. I'm getting too old, Andy. I'm 77.
Well, I tell you, there's no hope. It only when I get wood. I don't know if we had a thunderstorm or dusting or something happened. I'm not sure now, but I heard it twice under those conditions, but it's nothing that I can count on, and if I wasn't like where I'm, this repeater where it's at, and it was directly down in that hole I live in, this is the best one I can do with for my location.
Andy, hey, we're getting in down here by Sam's in Spartanburg, and the traffic's picking up, and I don't do radio when I get into the traffic, so great hearing you this morning, and we'll catch you down the line. This is Gerald TR. Clear with your final, Andy.
Okay, I understand. It's rather wide up here, but I just wondered if you had heard Chad in there last night. It's been every bit 6 months for me. Chad, I'm for LZ Mobile.